段圣经，是在撒母耳记上二章第一节一直到第十节，这是哈拿的祷告。
Let's together read a passage from the 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1 to 10. Hannah's prayer.
我们一起用你熟悉的语言，我们一起来读。
Let's read together with your own preferred language.
哈拿祷告说：我的心因耶和华快乐，我的脚因耶和华高举，我的口向仇敌张开。我因耶和华的救恩欢心，只有耶和华为圣，除他以外没有可比的，也没有磐石像我们的神。人不要夸口说骄傲的话，也不要出狂妄的言语，因耶和华是大有知识的神，人的行为被他衡量。勇士的弓都已折断，跌倒的人以力量束腰，素来饱足的反作用人求食，饥饿的再不饥饿，不生育的生了七个儿子，多有儿女的反倒衰微。耶和华使人死，也使人活，使人下阴间，也使人往上升。他使人贫穷，也使人富足，使人卑微，也使人高贵。他从灰尘里抬举贫寒人，从粪堆中提拔贫乏人，使他们与王子同坐，得着荣耀的座位。地的柱子属于耶和华，他将世界立在其上。他必保护圣民的脚步，使恶人在黑暗中寂然不动。人都不能靠力量得胜，与耶和华争竞的必被打碎。耶和华必从天上以雷攻击他，必审判地级的人，将力量赐予所立的王，高举受高者的脚。好，我们再有一点祷告。
Let's have the word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，你是造天地万物的主。
Lord, we thank you.
You
are God who created the universe.
你也是我们生命的主宰。
You are our Lord in our lives.
我们都经历了你是何等一位伟大的神。
We all have experienced how great you are.
因为你拯救我们脱离了极大的死亡。
You saved us from this great death.
又把我们带的脚带到了平安的地上。
You brought our feet in the peace.
你带我们走义路。
You brought us in your righteousness.
你的名要在你的百姓中间要显为大。
Your name are great among your people.
因此，你把你的恩典向我们来倾倒。
May you pour your grace onto us today.
求主啊，你再来向我们说话。
Speak to us today.
啊，主啊，叫我们在你的面前，我们和我们的儿女在你的面前。啊，都能够得着智慧的心。
We all gain of this wisdom.With heart, with us together, with our children.
都能够活在你的恩典之中。
We will live under your grace.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Yeshua, we pray. Amen.
讲今天是一个特别的日子，是母亲节。
It's a special day. It's a Mother's Day today.
在这里先祝每一位在座的母亲都母亲节快乐。
I will say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers.
我想我们每一个人，我们对我们的母亲。都要心怀感激。
We all are grateful for our mothers.
没有母亲无私的付出。
Without the selfless dedication of our mothers.
没有母亲毫无不计回报的付出，我们没有今天。
Without the dedication of our mothers, we will not go this far.
母爱是人的感情里面所能够找到的最无私、最伟大的爱。
The mother's love is the greatest and the selfless one we can find in human.
一个母亲为了自己的孩子，她可以付出自己的所有。
A mother can give all she has to her children.
她可以不计代价的付出自己所有的一切，甚至包括自己的生命。
She can give all, include her life, to her children.
我们中国人常说 可怜天下父母心。
Chinese has a saying that is the parents will do everything to their children.
做母亲的巴不得把自己所有的一切都最宝贵的都给自己的孩子。
As a mother, she would to pour all she has to her children.
为了孩子，一个母亲她愿意付上自己所有的一切的时间、一切的精力、一切的金钱，自己所有的一切。
She will offer all her time, her effort, her money to her children.
不过有的时候呢，我们也确实的看到母亲的付出。不见得能够让孩子得到益处。
Sometimes we see that after all that sacrifice she has, it might not benefit her children.
甚至有的时候，我们做父母的付出成为孩子的重担。
Sometimes
the 阻碍他们的成长。
Sometimes the sacrifice from the children will become the burden of the children. It will be the stumbling block for their growth.
所以我们做母亲的要有做母亲的智慧。
As a mother, we need wisdom.
如果今天人问你，你作为一个母亲，你给你的孩子最宝贵的财富是什么？你怎么回答
？If a person asks you as a mother, what is the precious wealth you can pass along to your children? How do you answer?
可能有人会回答，我把我的孩子培养起来，把他送到最好的学校，给他最好的教育。这是给他最大的财富。
Maybe some will say, I will raise my child, give the best education to them, and that is the best I can give to them.
可能有人会回答，我要训练他有最多的这个技能，要培养他有很高的情商，让他一生都受益。
Some might answer, I will teach my children all kinds of skills so they can use it in their life.
还有人可能会回答，我要给他买一栋大房子，然后要留一大笔遗产给他，这是最大最实在的财富。
Some may say, I'll buy him or her a big house, and that is give him a big inheritance.
那作为属神的子民。今天如果有人问我们，我们给我们的儿女最大的财富是什么？我们怎么回答呢
？How do we answer as the children of God? What can we pass to our children?
在圣经里面记载了许多的母亲。
The Bible recorded many mothers' life.
其中有几个母亲是我们印象最深刻的，其中一个是哈拿。
So many mothers we are very impressed. One of them are Hannah.
哈拿的儿子撒母耳成为在他那个时代扭转时局的人。
And then her son Samuel is the one who's really the key figure in his time.
他成为神手中贵重的器皿。
He's a valuable vessel in God's hands.
他带领以色列百姓从那个黑暗的堕落的世事时代。进入了荣耀的君王的时代。
He had led God's people, he has led ashes in God's people into the glorious kingdom era from the dark judges age.
那我们来看撒母耳记上第一章、第二章。那我们看到，撒母耳的母亲哈拿，她作为母亲，她能够给撒母耳什么呢？
From the 1 Samuel chapter 1 and 2, as a mother, of what Hannah gave it to his son.
她给了撒母耳什么宝贵的财富吗？
What kind of wealth she passed to Samuel?
那我们看到好像除了每一次她去耶和华的殿，她做一件新衣服给幼小的撒母耳以外，好像我们看到她没有办法给撒母耳什么财富。
She didn't give anything except each time when she went up to the temple, she will make a new clothes to Samuel.
可是我们来看撒母耳记上第二章，我们刚刚读过的这一段的哈拿的祷告，我们就能够明白了。
The Hannah's prayer we just read, and now we understand.
哈拿这个母亲，她给撒母耳的最宝贵的财富。就是一个母亲为了孩子的祷告。
The precious richness she can give it to Samuel is her prayer.
一个为着孩子的恒切不断的祷告。
A unceasingly prayers for her son.
因为撒母耳实在是哈拿在祷告中向神求来的。
Because Samuel was God given to her as the answer from God, because she asked for his son.
所以哈拿实在是知道合神心意的祷告是何等的宝贵。
And then Hannah truly know what is a prayer that is can after God's will.
所以她要借着祷告来托付撒母耳的成长。
Through her prayer, and she will sustain or support Samuel's growth.
哈拿的祷告让撒母耳在一个虽然非常堕落黑暗的环境里面，也能够茁壮的成长。
Samuel can grow up in a fine favor in God's eyes in that dark age because of Hannah's prayers.
So, 因着母亲的祷告，撒母耳他也成为了一个祷告的人。
Because of the mother's prayers, Samuel also became a man of a prayer.
撒母耳他是一生跟从神，一生不断的祷告神的人。
Samuel followed the Lord and then he prayed all the time in his life.
在撒母耳记上十二章二十三节那里我们看见
了。In that,
撒母耳记上十二章二十三节。
Chapter 12, verse 23, it says,
一直到晚年的时候，撒母耳他在高了扫罗做了以色列的王以后，他对以色列人说，
After he anointed Saul become the king, he said,
至于我断不停止为你们祷告，以致得罪耶和华。
As for me, far be it from me that I should sin against Yehovah in ceasing to pray for you.
所以撒母耳为以色列民祷告到一个地步，以致他觉得他要得罪耶和华神了。
To the point, Samuel said, I have to pray for God's people, otherwise I will sin against Yehovah.
这就是一个母亲为孩子不断祷告她的果效。
This is the outcome as a mother constantly pray for her child.
所以祷告也是扭转不利情形的一个关键。
It is a key that the prayer is a key that we can turn things negative into positive.
我们来看撒母耳他成长的环境实在是非常的恶劣。
Let us to see the environment for Samuel to grow when he grow up is very corrupted.
撒母耳的老师以利，那可以说是他属灵的父亲。
His teacher Eli, you can say Eli is his spiritual father.
以利他是一个仅有祭司的外表却没有祭司的实际的一个人。
Eli has outwardly a priesthood life, but he doesn't have the reality.
以利做祭司的时代，神的话语稀少，就是说耶和华神已经不再向以色列人说话了。
At the time when Eli is the judges, Yehovah barely speak to Israelites. In another word, God doesn't talk to them anymore.
撒母耳的同伴就以利的两个儿子。
The two sons of Eli, which is Samuel's companions.
他的这两个儿子更加是犯罪得罪神，亵渎神家的见证的人。
They sin against God and blaspheme the testimony of God's house in God's house.
在这样子的环境，如果你是撒母耳的母亲，然后你的孩子的老师是一个不负责任，是混日子的老师。
In such surroundings, if it's you, if your child's teacher is not really care about their students,
然后你的孩子周围的同伴呢是又恶又背逆神的人的坏孩子，你会不会晚上焦急的睡不着觉？
And those friends or companions which are wicked and bad and then around your child, will you be worried and couldn't even sleep?
但是哈拿他是用他的祷告来托付他的儿子。
But Hannah, supported her son in prayers.
在撒母耳记上二章二十六节那里说到，撒母耳渐渐长大，耶和华与人越发喜爱他。
In
撒母耳记上二章二十六节。
In 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 26 it says, And the child Samuel grew in stature and in favor both with Yahovah and man.
对，撒母耳的成长是一个母亲横切不断的为他的孩子祷告所发出力量的明证。
It is a testimony through Samuel's growth that is a testimony of a mother's constant prayers.
在我们这个幕后的时代里，我们的孩子们他们所面对的这个环境，这个幕后的时代的这个环境是何等的恶劣。
In the end times, our children are facing a very dark circumstances and surroundings.
他们常常要面对这个世界的诱惑，要面对仇敌的攻击。
They have to face the temptation from the world and the attack from the enemy.
他们是常常的处在一个不利的环境的里面。
The surroundings are really negative.
他们在学校里面所面对的许多的诱惑，是仅仅在我们这前一个世代的人都没有办法想象的。
The generation like us, the previous generation couldn't understand what the temptation they face from school.
但我们这些做父母的，我们心里面非常的诧异。也非常的恐惧啊！仅仅是一代人，这个世代的堕落是何等的快。
In just one generation, we are so astonished and surprised how this generation is corrupted so quickly.
他们可能很快要去上大学，甚至或者已经在大学的里面。
Maybe they're going to the college, or maybe they're in college now.
在大学里面，各样的思潮、这个、世俗的风潮、魔鬼的谎言。都充满在了里面。
There are in the universities is filled with all kinds of worldly trends and the lies from Satan.
更加是让我们这些做父母的，我们心里面既担心，很多的时候也充满了无奈。
As a parents, many times we are worried, but many times we feel it's helpless.
但是我们需要从我们这些担心。这些无奈的情绪里面出来。
But we have to come out of this worry and helpless condition.
我们要起来，我们要凭着我们的信心，我们用祷告来托付我们孩子的成长。
We have to rise up in faith. We have to pray and to support the growth of our children.
我们要用祷告求神的慈爱怜悯与我们的孩子们同在。
In prayers, we have to ask the Lord.To be with our children in under His mercy and grace.
我们要祷告，求神施恩的手在我们的孩子们的身上。
We have to pray that God's gracious hands will be on our children.
免他们遇见试探，救他们脱离凶恶。
It will be take them, avoid them from the temptation and the evil ones.
所以我们做父母的为孩子的祷告。是何等的重要。
How important is the prayers from the parents?
我们要用祷告来保守我们这些做父母的在孩子们面前有一个属神的见证。
We have to pray to protect our children that they will have a godly testimony.
我们要用祷告来托付我们的孩子，让他们也能够经历神的恩典，也能够来经历神。
Through our prayers, we will protect our children, then let them to experience God's grace.
所以我们知道祷告的重要，为孩子祷告的重要。我们再来看这个撒母耳记二章，我们刚刚读过的哈拿的祷告。
Now we know the importance of prayers. Now let's take a look of Hannah's prayer through the scriptures we just read.
所以我们就知道这个母亲的祷告是何等的宝贵。
We know how precious is the prayer of a mother.
所以我们从养育儿女的角度，我们来看
From the perspective of raising child, and let's just learn how to pray.
第二节，我的心因耶和华快乐，我的脚因耶和华高举，我的口向仇敌张开，我因耶和华的救恩欢欣。
My heart rejoices in Yehovah. My horn is exalted in Yehovah. I smile at my enemy. I rejoice in your salvation.
孩子们从父母身上，他们看到的，他们所感受到的，是忧愁焦虑呢，还是喜乐平安？
Our children see worry and anxiety or joy and peace from us.
这个世界的潮流就是要把大人孩子都卷在焦虑的里面。
The worldly trend is to let both parents and children be involved in to let us to worry and anxious.
你随从这个世界的这个教育 的教导的话，你就不知不觉的就卷在了焦虑的里面。
If we follow the education or teaching from this world without knowing it, we will just worry and anxious.
而且常常是我们这些父母的焦虑就传导给了我们的孩子。
This is contagious. We will pass along to our children.
我们这些做父母的，我们属神的子民，我们要拒绝这个世界的潮流。
As children of God, as parents, we have to reject the worldly trends.
不管这个世界变化是多么的快，如何的叫人迷茫，如何的叫人忧虑担心。
No matter how fast this world changes, no matter how confused and led us to worry.
在我们这个家中，耶和华是我们的平安。
In our household, Yehovah is our peace.
他宝贵的救恩是我们喜乐的泉源。
His salvation is the source of our joy.
孩子们，不管他们在外面有怎么样的疑惑，他们遇到了怎样的挫折，他们回到家中，他们总能够享受耶和华的喜乐和平安。
No matter what worry or frustration they encounter, but when they come home, they will find peace.
所以，若是孩子们他们在父母的身上，他们能够看到。
If the children will see from their parents,
靠耶和华的喜乐是我们的力量。
If they will see the joy of the Lord is my strength from the parents,
他们心中会留下一个深深的印记。
This will imprint in their hearts.
虽然我的父母在世上不见得有怎样的成就。
Maybe my parents is not successful in the world.
但是因着他们依靠神，他们身上有说不出来的大喜乐。
But they have a great joy because they trust in Yehovah.
那孩子们如何在父母身上看到喜乐呢？
How can our children will see joy from the parents?
常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事谢恩。
Rejoice always, pray unceasingly, give thanks in everything.
所以我们看见，常常喜乐是以不住祷告，凡事谢恩紧密相连的。
So we know this is the joy is related to we pray unceasingly and give thanks in everything.
如果我们做父母的，我们能够不住的祷告，能够凡事谢恩，我们这个家里面一定是充满了喜乐。
As parents, if we rejoice everything and we pray unceasingly, give thanks in everything, then that will be joy in our family.
而且喜乐的心是良药。
And then you know the joyful heart is a good medicine.
我们的孩子们，特别是当他们长大以后，他们会常常的会，他们有时候会遇到挫折，他们有时候甚至会受伤。
Our children, when they grow up, they will feel frustration. Maybe sometimes they will get hurt.
特别是当他们长大以后，我们这些做父母的，很多的时候我们都没有办法来帮助他们。
After they grow up, many times, we can't help them.
他们的安慰，他们受了伤害以后，他们的安慰从哪里来？
Where can they get comfort after they get hurt?
他们无助的时候，他们的帮助从哪里来？
And where is their help when they feel helpless?
我们这些做父母的，很多的时候，当他们在软弱、在受伤害的时候，我们甚至都不知道他们具体的难处在哪里。
As parents, when we see they get hurt and then they are frustrated, we even don't know, how do they get those things?
但是从神而来的喜乐是他们的良药。
But the joy of the Lord is a good medicine for them.
能够医治他们心中的疾病。
Can heal their psychological sickness.
所以我们要用我们的祷告，把我们的孩子引到这喜乐的泉源。
In prayers, we can lead our children to the fountain of joy.
我们也要用恒切不断的祷告，保守我们的孩子与这喜乐的泉源相连。
And with unceasingly prayers, we will bring our children and then connect to this source of joy.
只有耶和华为圣，除他以外没有可比的，也没有磐石像我们的神。
Only one is holy like Yehovah. There is none beside you. None is there. Nor is there any rock like our God.
这个世界的风潮总是在不断的变来变去。
The worldly trends are changing constantly.
对事物的这个评判的标准呢，常常是起起伏伏，不确定。
The standard to judge a thing is ups and downs and is unstable.
我们的孩子们，当他们被这个世俗的风所摇动的时候，他们心里面常常会有许多的疑惑，有的时候会有软弱。
Our children will be filled with confusion, or sometimes they will be weak when they are tossed around by those worldly trends.
我们这些做父母的，我们怎么样在见证的里面来帮助他们？
How do we help our children in our witnesses?
我们需要向他们来做见证。若是我们要在这个充满污秽、充满罪恶的世界里面，我们能够生活有力的话。
We have to testify if we have to find strength in this corrupted world.
我们需要活出神的圣洁。
We have to have the life to be sanctified.
什么时候我们活出神的圣洁，什么时候神就是我们的磐石。
Whenever our life is set apart, then we will experience God is our rock.
什么时候神是我们的磐石。什么时候我们就不会被这个世俗的风潮所摇动
？Whenever God is our rock, we will not be shaking, tossed around by the worldly trends.
父母在家中是否有圣洁的生活
？Are the parents' lives are set apart from the world?
孩子们他们可能不会说，但是他们看得很清楚。
The children may not say anything, but they can see clearly.
孩子们怎么知道我们是在神面前过圣洁的生活呢？
How do our children know that we live a life which is sanctified?
今天我们要过圣洁的生活，不是说我们这个人已经完全了，没有任何的过错了。
To be sanctified or holy, it is not that we are perfect or no mistakes.
那样子的生活，恐怕只有天上才能够看到。
You can only find such life in heaven.
今天我们过圣洁的生活，是我们做父母的，我们在祷告的里面，我们求神来光照我们。
To live a godly, holy life, we have to pray that may God enlighten us.
我们在祷告的里面，圣灵常常的来提醒我们。
In prayers, let the Holy Spirit remind us.
叫我们口中所出的言语，叫我们的行为，叫我们的我们在生活中的抉择，都能够蒙圣灵的光照。
When we talk, when we do things, when we make decisions, may the Holy Spirit enlighten us.
当我们在过犯之中的时候， 圣灵提醒我们，叫我们为我们的过犯悔改。
When we sin against God, may the Holy Spirit remind us so that we can confess.
软弱的时候，我们求神来刚强我们。
When we are weak, we have to ask the Lord strengthen us.
这是一个做父母的，在神面前所能够有的圣洁生活的见证。
That is a testimony as a parents, we can live a holiness life.
这个父母的圣洁生活的见证，能够成为孩子们心中的一盏明灯。
The godly life from the parents will become a bright light for our children.
当他们长大了，他们面对这个世俗败坏的引诱的时候。
When they grow up, when they face all the corrupted temptations from the world.
圣灵要让他们想起来这个蒙，要让他们蒙光照。
And they will be reminded by the Holy Spirit.
要免他们落入仇敌的诡计。
So they will not be fall into the scheme of the enemy.
第三节，人不要夸口说骄傲的话，也不要出狂妄的言语，因耶和华是大有至慈的神，人的行为被他衡量，勇士的弓都已折断，跌倒的人以力量束腰。
Talk no more so very proudly, let no arrogance come from your mouth. For Yahovah is God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighted. The bows of the mighty man are broken, and those who stumbled are girded with strength.
我们这些做父母的，我们在儿女们的眼中，我们是一个骄傲、一个自以为是的人呢，还是我们是谦卑、有见识的人？
As a parents in our children's eyes, what we are we a arrogant and a prideful person, or we are humble and knowledgeable?
这个骄傲是在我们这个天然人的生命里面天然就有的。
Pride is in our nature.
很多的时候，我们这些做父母的，我们自己都没有觉察到，我们骄傲的这个情绪就流露出来了。
As parents, many times without knowing it, we will show our pride.
孩子们常常可以看到，可以感受到。
Children will see and will feel.
而且这个骄傲还能够传染。
The pride is contagious.
父母亲的骄傲的情绪会传染给孩子们，会成为他们生命中的一个难处。
The pride from the parents is contagious. It can pass along to our children. It will become a difficulty in their life.
有一次我陪女儿去参加一个学校的这个大学的交流会。
One time I went to a university meeting when we check out the schools one time.
所以这个学校它有一个活动，就是安排家长和孩子分开参加不同的交流会。
The school arranged that the parents and the students they attend different meetings.
所以在这个家长的这个交流会上，就是家长们要自我介绍一下自己。
At the parents' meeting, the parents need to introduce themselves.
然后开始的时候，我前面的一个做父亲的，他就迫不及待的就发言了。
And then the one who a father who said before me, he just anxious, he just went off to introduce himself first.
这个做父亲的，他不但介绍他自己，然后他还介绍他女儿是多么的优秀，拿了好多的奖。
Not only he introduced himself and then he bragged about his daughter, how excellent his daughter is and how many scholarships or prize she received.
然后他说他女儿有很多很优秀的经历，然后也得到了很多的赞扬，然后他停不下来了。
And then he just couldn't stop and how many prize and scholarships his daughter received.
以至于这个主持会议的老师不得不打断他，让他停下来，让别的家长可以发言。
And the teacher who holds the meeting has to stop him and let other parents to introduce themselves.
然后这个家长的交流会结束以后，我们 后来就跟女儿会合了，就他们学生的交流会也结束了。
After the meeting, and then we meet together with my daughter with her after their students meeting.
然后我就问我女儿，同学的交流会怎么样
？And I ask her how about your meeting.
然后我女儿就说，挺不错的，就是有一个女孩。喋喋不休，不断的在那里 bragging， 就是不断的夸耀。
She said it's okay, but except one girl, she's keeping bragging about herself.
她说：“哎呀，这个女孩真的很讨厌，千万不要跟她当室友。”
And then she said she's not, and she's so annoying. I don't want to be her roommate.
然后后来我们在校园里面参观校园，在校园里面走了。
And then we visited the campus. We're walking on the campus.
然后远远的，我们看见有一对父女。
And we see a father and a daughter from a distance.
然后我女儿就悄悄地跟我说：“哎，那个女孩就是那个喋喋不休、不断夸耀的女孩。”
My daughter told me, she's the one who was bragging about herself. That girl.
然后我再一看站在那个女孩旁边的那个父亲，就是那个不断的夸夸其谈的父亲。
Then I see her father who's next to her is the father in my meeting who would brag about his daughter.
神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble.
我想我们都很盼望我们的孩子是活在神的恩典之中。
We all hope our children will live in the grace of God.
谁也不盼望自己的孩子是被神所阻挡的人。
Nobody wants our children to be resisted by God.
所以我们这些做父母的，我们要常常的在祷告中来省察自己。
As parents, we have to examine ourselves in prayers.
我们要求主的光除去我们里面骄傲的灵。
May the light of the Lord will enlighten us and remove that proudly.
我们也要在祷告里面不断地为我们的孩子们祷告，求圣灵的光也除去他们里面骄傲的灵。
We have to pray for our children and then may the Holy Spirit remove the pridely spirit from them.
素来饱足的反作用人求食，饥饿的再不饥饿，不生育的生了七个儿子，多有儿女的反倒衰微，这是第五节。
Verse 5. Those who are full have hired themselves out for bread, and the hungry have ceased to hunger. When the barren has borne seven, and she who has many children has become feeble.
我们生活在这个世界上，什么是叫我们心里面真正得以满足的呢？
When we live on this world, what is can truly satisfy us?
是富足优越的生活吗？
Is this a very rich life?
是我们的儿女在地上发达兴旺吗？
Or is our children is successful and prosperous in the world?
如果叫我们的心中能够真正得以满足的，都是这些在世上我们可以看得见、摸得着的东西的话。
If things can satisfy our heart, are those things which is we can see and then we can see with our eyes and then tangible?
那我们所顾念的，所顾念的东西都是短暂的，都是不牢靠的，有一天要归于无有的。
Then what we care are those unstable and this short temporary things. One day it will fade away.
当然我们都很盼望能过上一个平安平顺的舒适的生活。
Of course we hope to have a peaceful and smooth life.
神当然也不会毫无目的的让我们过吃苦的日子。
Of course God does not want us to suffer without any purpose.
他不会故意的让我们没有意义的吃苦。
He will not intentionally let us to suffer.
我们很盼望我们的孩子们也能够有舒适的生活。
We want our children have a smooth life.
可是，如果我们所顾念的，我们的孩子们所顾念的，都是这些地上的，所顾念的都是地上的宝座、地上的名望的话，那么我们 也许在外面看起来是素来饱足的。
If we only cares about those outwardly, to be fed well and then smooth and rich life, so it looks like we are, who are full.
但是我们里面那个真实的光景却是做用人求食。
But our inner reality, which is who are hired out for bread.
一个人被仇敌所奴役，被这个世界所奴役，在这个世界里面打拼，艰难求食，是很可怜的。
If a person are work hard, actually is enslaved by the enemy and struggle to strive in the world, it is very pitiful.
多有儿女的反倒衰微。
And he who has many children becomes feeble.
如果我们今天我们在地上，我们的盼望都只是在儿女们的身上。
If our hope is on our children,
我们轻忽我们里面属灵生命的成长，我们也轻忽扶持我们儿女里面属灵生命的成长。
If we ignore our inner spiritual life growth and then on our children.
那么我们里面的属灵的生命是单薄，是衰微的。
And our spiritual life is weak.
我们能够见证给儿女们的生命也是单薄的。
The testimony that we have to our children is weak.
我们的儿女承担了我们太多的期望，这反倒成为他们身上的重担。
It has become a burdensome if we expect our children too much.
他们也许 看起来外面是兴盛的，但是他们里面的生命却是脆弱的。
Maybe outwardly it looks like they're prosperous, but they are weak inwardly.
这要成为他们生命中 的亏损。
They will suffer loss.
所以我们要用祷告来开我们里面属灵的眼睛。
In prayers, we have to ask the Lord to open our inner eyes.
叫我们能够带领我们的儿女来经历，唯有神是我们真实的满足。
So we can lead our children, we all to know that only God is our satisfaction.
在这个地上，无论是富足，是缺乏。
No matter is richness or in poverty in the world.
无论是尊贵还是卑微。
In high place or in low place.
这些外面的环境，不能够动摇我们里面的满足。
All these outwardly circumstances will now shake our contentment.
我们要用祷告来开我们孩子们里面的眼睛。
In prayers, we will ask to the Lord open the inner eyes of our children.
让他们也看到，在这个世上的追求是不能够真正的满足他们的心的。
So that they will see, and all the things you pursue in the world will not satisfy them.
唯有追求主。才能够成为他们真实的满足。
Only when we pursue the Lord, it will satisfy them truly.
饥饿的再不饥饿。
The hunger have ceased to the hungry have ceased to hunger.
从前在世界里面是得不成满足，是饥饿的。
Before the ones who before who couldn't be fed and they are hungry, the hungers.
如今因为有耶稣基督住在我的心里面，成为我喜乐的泉源，就不再饥渴了。
And today, because Yeshua Messiah lives in me, so I no longer be hungry and thirsty.
不生育的生了七个儿子。
Even the barren has born seven.
这个是哈拿他真实的经历。
This is the true experience from Hannah.
但是从属灵的意义上来说。也是我们属灵的经历。
This will be our spiritual experience too.
从前我们的生命是短暂的，是在神永恒的旨意的里面是没有任何意义的。
Before our life is temporary, there's nothing to do with the kingdom of God.
终要归于无有，就好像不生育的。
Our life will be vanished. It's like the barren.
但是今天因着我们信靠主。神儿子的生命就好像那七个儿子的生命是今天是属于我的。
Before because we trust in the Lord and then the life of Son of God in us is like we have seven sons and I am in the sonship.
所以 是完全的，是丰盛的生命，是要存到永远的生命。
This is a complete and perfect and enriched life, and this will last forever.
我们要祷告，让这个生命，这个神儿子丰盛的生命，能够影响我们的孩子，能够成为他们里面的生命。
We have to pray that let this abundant life becomes the life of our children.
耶和华使人死，也使人活。使人下阴间，也使人往上升。他使人贫穷，也使人富足；使人卑微，也使人高贵。
Yehovah kills and makes alive. He brings down to the grave and brings up. Yehovah makes poor and makes rich. He brings low and lifts up.
作为一个普通人，我们在地上的一生的境遇，也许不会有太多的起起伏伏。
As an ordinary person, our life may be not ups and downs dramatically.
不会有非常大的跌宕起伏。
We don't have a dramatic life.
但是我们或多或少会经历一些人生的不平。
More or less, we will experience something unfairness.
那无论是在平顺安稳的日子，还是在遭遇挫折艰难的时候，
No matter in a good and smooth life or whenever we are frustrated and in bad days,
那我们的孩子们是和我们一同来经历的。
Our children are experienced with us together.
也许在孩子们小的时候，我们觉得他们还小。
When they were very young, maybe we think, oh, they're too young.
我们为他们撑起一把伞。
We will need hold an umbrella.
那外面无论是刮风下雨还是炎炎烈日，我们都为他们来挡住。
It can cover them no matter there is windy, raining or scorching Sunday.
但是其实呢，孩子们他们比我们要敏感的多，我们所认为的敏感的多。
Actually, they are more sensitive than what we thought.
也许他们并不明白具体的事情。
Maybe they don't understand the details of things coming up.
但是在我们生活中的高高低低，他们都能够感受得到。
But they can feel all the ups and downs in our lives.
他们父母亲对我们生活的起伏的那个反应，他们都能够看到，都能够感受得到。
They can see from the reactions of the parents when they through the life ups and downs.
若是我们在平时平顺的日子里面，我们没有把感谢归给神，我们忘记了神的话。
If we forget about God and then we don't give thanks to God when we are in good days,
那孩子们他们就不会觉得他们应该把荣耀归给神。
So do our children, they will not think we should give glory to God.
他们不会羡慕来寻求神，从神那里得着丰盛。
They would not long to receive the abundant life from God.
他们也不会对神有感恩的心，甚至不会对父母有感恩的心。
They will not be grateful to God even to their children. I mean, even to their parents.
那当我们在艰难中，我们若没有专心的来仰望神，来依靠神，我们靠我们自己的方法来解决问题的话。
In bad days, if we are not relying on God and we are just relying on our own ways to handle things,
那孩子们他们看到的榜样就是他们遇到了难处，他们也不会去寻求神。
As example, when the children encounter difficulties, they will not seek God.
那我们跟孩子说，我们的动作、气息、存留都在乎神。
If we tell our children our move, our breath, and our exits all depends on God.
但是我们的行为却是表明是在乎自己的话。
But our reality is we just depend on our own abilities.
那我们跟孩子们所说的话是没有任何的力量。
And then whatever we tell them it just has no power.
所以我们这些做父母的，我们需要有智慧。
As parents, we need wisdom.
我们需要在我们的平凡的事物中，我们要让孩子们和我们一同来祷告。
In our daily life, we need pray together with our children.
我们要让我们的孩子们一同的来在祷告里面来经历神。
We need to experience God through prayers with our children.
我们要让孩子们知道，当我们有平顺的日子，我们要感谢这是神的恩惠。
We need that our children know when we have a good life, we need thank God because it's from Him.
当我们在难处中的时候，我们也要让孩子们一同的来经历，耶和华是我们的保护，是我们的帮助。
In the bad days, we have to let experience with our children that we know Yehovah is our help, is our help.
好。然后第八节，他从灰尘里抬举贫寒人，从粪中中提拔穷乏人，使他们与王子同坐，得着荣耀的座位。地的柱子属于耶和华，他将世界立在其上。
He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the beggar from the ash heap to set them among princes and make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are Yehovah's, and He has set the world upon them.
我想我们这些做父母的，我们都有一个深深的体会。
As parents, we all have experienced.
这个世界的教导，常常是不是把我们的孩子们看得太高，就是把我们的孩子们，就让我们的孩子们把他们看得太低。
Our children are taught in this world that either they value them too much or they value them too low.
这个世界啊，一方面教导孩子们要大胆地做他们想要做的。
The world teaches them go for whatever you want.
要坚持他们的思想，坚持他们的看法都是对的。
Insist your idea are correct.
另外一方面呢，又教导孩子们，这个人不过是进化的高级一点的动物而已。
On the other hand, they were taught humans are just a little more advanced than animals.
其实呢，与猴子与老鼠没有太大的区别，就是聪明一点而已。
In fact, there are not too much difference from monkeys and mice. We're just a little bit smarter than them.
这些混乱的这价值的教导，让孩子们的对自己的生命常常的非常的迷惑。
The children are confused by those chaotic teaching.
所以他们在外面表现出来，他有的时候是自我中心。
So when they are, sometimes they are very self-centered.
因为世界的教导是要让他们无拘无束地活出他们的自我。
Because the teaching from the world as means you just go get whatever you want.
有时候呢，他们又觉得自己在别人的眼中是一无所事。
And sometimes they feel they are nothing in other people's eyes.
人生辛辛苦苦所寻求的，不过都是虚空，就跟那些动物天天寻食没有太大区别。
And everything we're pursuing in the world is just vanity in vanity. We're just like the animals. They are seeking food and then they vanish.
所以我们需要在祷告的里面，我们来托付我们的孩子们。
We need to protect our children in prayers.
我们要祷告，求圣灵来开启他们，让他们看到人的生命在神的眼中是何等的宝贵。
We in prayers we have to let our children know how precious our life is in the eyes of God.
让他们看到我们的主为我们舍了一切，包括他的独生爱子。
We have to let them know our Lord He have given everything. Yehovah gave everything to us, and even His begotten Son.
他为我们付上了极重无比的赎价。
He has to pay the very weight of ransom.
所以他所赎回来的我们这个生命是何等的宝贵。
How precious our life was purchased by Him.
所以因着这个极重无比的赎价，人在神面前的价值是在乎于他所占的地位。
Because this weight of ransom, our value is in the terms of what position are we standing.
一个人若是他没有接受神所付出的这个极重无比的赎价，
If a person not accepted this ransom whose who's paid by the Lord.
那他就是站在世界的里面，他在神以外。
Then he's standing in the world and he's out of the kingdom of God.
那不管他在世上有怎么样子的名望，得着什么样的成果，他都是站在灰尘里面，在粪堆之中。
No matter what position he has and how famous he is, but he is still standing in dust and ash heap.
因为他的生命是没有价值的，最终要归于无有的。
Because his life has no value, it will be vanished at the end.
人若是谦卑下来，承认自己是贫寒人，是穷乏人，是需要神大能的拯救的话。
If we humble, we admit that we are poor and we are in need and we need our Savior.
主说，邻里贫穷的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
The Lord used to say, blessed are those who are poor in spirit, for theirs the kingdom of heaven.
神要救拔他，要让他站在王子的地位上，与王子同坐。
God will save him and put him among the princes.
我们要祷告，让我们的孩子们成为蒙爱的儿女。
We have to pray and let our children become the beloved children of God.
让他们的生命有那个永恒的尊贵的价值。
So their life will have the eternal and valuable, eternal and valuable.
然后我们还要祷告，要开启我们的孩子们，让他们看见。
We have to pray, let the Lord enlighten our children to let them to see.
不仅神是我们生命的主宰，他还是这个世界的万有的主宰。
Not only God is the Lord of our lives, and He is the Lord of all things.
他立定万有的根基，他也统管万有。
He established the pillar for everything, and He reigns over all things.
如果我们的孩子们，他们在心里面，他们有一个确信，这个世界是在这万有都是在神的手中的话。
If our children have the assurance that he knows all this universe is in the hand of the Almighty.
当他们面对这个外面这个世界的动荡。
When they face the changing of this world.
面对这个世界的环境的变迁的时候，他们心里面能够有平安。
They will find peace when they face the changing of the surroundings.
因为他们知道是爱他们的神在统管万有，是爱他们的神在牧养他们。
Because they know it is the Lord God who loved them is in control and He loved them.
还有最后一节，最后一段是讲到神是我们的保护。
And the last paragraph is talking about God is our protection.
也讲到神必保护他圣民的脚步。
And then talking about the God will guard the feet of His saints.
因为时间的缘故，我就跳过这一段了。
I will skip this paragraph.
但是我们要有一个概念，我们怎么样知道我们所走的路？怎么样让我们孩子们知道我们所走的路是在神的保护里面
？And to make it short, we will. How do we let our children know that our paths are protected?
还是祷告。
Pray.
祷告，让我们也让我们的孩子们知道，我们所走的路在圣灵的光照之下所走的路是蒙神所保守的。
We have to pray that let our children know the path that we're walking on is the path that is in the will of God and is protected.
马太福音二十一章二十二节，主耶稣说：“你们祷告，无论求什么，只要信，就必得着。”
In Book of Matthew, the Lord says, "Whatever things you ask in prayers, believing, you will receive."
如果我们说在信心中的祷告是打开天上宝库的钥匙的话，
If we say the prayer in faith is the key to open the treasure house in heaven,
那么神的旨意就是那个宝库的门。
And then the will of God is the door of that treasure house.
当钥匙和这个门配上的时候，天上的宝库就向我们敞开。
When the key and the door matches, and the precious house will open for us and pour onto us.
在信心里面的祷告，让我们摸着神天上的旨意。
And then the prayers in faith will, it will connect to the will of God in heaven.
要打开天上的宝库，把我们带入神丰盛的恩典之中。
We'll open the doors of the treasure of heaven. We will be live in His abundant grace.
这是我们属神的子民的真实的经历。
That is the true experience of God's children.
我们做父母的。我们要祷告，让我们的孩子们，他们也能够有这样子的经历。
As parents, we have to pray that our children have such experience too.
他们在这个世界上有许多的追求。
They pursue many things in the world.
我们盼望，让他们的这些追求能够在神的旨意的里面。
We hope those pursuing are in the will of God.
我们盼望他们的需要，他们在这个世界上生活的需要。是蒙神的眷顾。
And then we hope that their needs in this world will be protected by God.
他们能够活在神的恩典之中。
They will live in the grace of God.
我们需要起来，不断的、恒切不断的为我们的孩子们祷告。
We have to rise up and then pray unceasingly for our children.
最后还有两分钟的时间。
Two more minutes left.
那我想和弟兄姊妹们交通一个故事。
I will share a story with you.
这是有关一个母亲的爱的故事。
It's a love from my mother.
我跟太太讲这个故事的时候，我太太说这个故事太凄惨了。
When I told the story to my wife, and then she said, "This is a sad story."
但是我在神面前祷告，我觉得我还是想要和弟兄姊妹们交通这个故事。
When I pray before the Lord, and then I feel like I should share this story.
我们来思想一下，我们这些做父母的，我们给我们的孩子最宝贵的财富到底是什么？
That is to think of as a parent, what is the precious wealth we can give to our children?
这是一个真实的故事，是我的
a true story.
一个大学的的同学，他比我高好几届。
It's a schoolmate from my university.
当他大学毕业的时候，他拿到了美国一个著名大学的全额奖学金。
After he graduated, he received a very famous. He received a scholarship from a very famous university in America.
在那个年代是非常的难得。
It was very rare in that time.
所以。他就准备来美国留学。
So he prepared to come to America to study.
但是在这个时候，一个不幸的事情发生了。
And there was a tragic happened.
他的母亲传来消息，他的母亲得了癌症，好像是肺癌。
And then his mother has a lung cancer.
而且已经是晚期了。
And then it's like the last stage.
所以这个同学呢，他就决定放弃这个宝贵的机会，他回去陪他的母亲。度过母亲最后的年日。
So he decided to just give up this opportunity and then spend time with his mother at her end times.
他的母亲呢就劝他不要管他了，不要放弃这个宝贵的机会。
And the mother persuaded him, so don't give up this opportunity. You need go.
那个同学呢，他就坚持要留下来陪他的母亲。
So he insists to stay with his mother.
那有一天，他妈妈就跟他要他陪着他一起在外面去散步。他那时候已经非常的软弱了。
When mom was very weak, one day she asked, "Let's go for a walk."
他要他儿子扶着他去公园里面走。
So the son is accompanying her to walk in the park.
然后走到一个桥头，坐下来休息。
When they walk at the bridge and then they sat down, take a break.
然后他妈妈跟他说，天气热，口渴了，让他去冷饮店买一点喝的。
And the mother says, "It's so hot, and then can you go get some drink for me?"
所以他就跑到附近的冷饮店去买冷饮。
So he went to a store and then buy a drink.
当他从冷饮店出来的时候，他就听见河边有人在大喊。
When he came out of the store and then he heard someone is shouting, help, help.
来救人啊, 有人跳河了。
Is it someone jumping to the river? Help, help.
哦, 他不顾一切地冲到, 桥头。
So he rushed to the bridge.
他就看见他妈妈掉在河里面。
His mother jumped into the water.
起起伏伏。 然后有两个热心的好心人, 跳下去去救他的母亲。
And two people already jumped in to try to help his mother.
让他母亲从河里面被救上来送去急诊室。
When they get her out of the water and then send her to ER.
但是因为身体已经非常的软弱了，没有救回来。
Because she's so weak and then they couldn't save her.
这个同学，他是带着母亲那个沉甸甸的爱。
With the heavy love of his mother.
但是也是带着一生的愧疚和遗憾到美国来留学的。
And then with the lifetime regret, he came to America.
今天我们这些做父母的，我们给我们的孩子最宝贵的财富是什么？
What can we give to our children as parents?
我们需要在神的面前，我们仔细的来思想。
We have to think of before the Lord.
今天的交通就到这里。
That's my sharing.
我们一起有一个祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你创造天地万物。
You create universe.
你也创造了我们这些人。
You created us.
我们本来是污秽，是没有任何价值的。
We are filthy and it has no value.
但是主，我们感谢你，你把我们救到一个完全的地步。
But we thank you, you save us to a perfect situation.
我们可以在你的面前称义。
We can be justified by you.
并且你把孩子这个属灵的。 的产业赐给我们
and you give children to us as the inheritance
交在我们的手里
you entrust the children to us
主啊我们是何等的恐惧战惊
we are fearful and trembling before you
求主赐给我们做父母的智慧
may you give us wisdom to be parents
叫我们在祷告的里面 不断地来托付我们孩子的成长
We will support our children's growth in prayers
主啊把他们仰望在你的面前
We place them in your hands
愿他们能够活在你的恩典的里面
May them live in your grace
成为蒙你的爱的人
And become the beloved of one of yours
主我们感谢你
Lord we thank you
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
We pray this in Yeshua Messiah Amen, Amen.